This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
Listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 268 for the week ending April 18th. That's a Saturday, 2015. It's the weekend. Hello, I am Jeff Nielsen, also known as Captain Jeff.
I'm your captain.
And joining me today from Malta, Montana, Father Corey Stika.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Just me.
Well, everyone watching.
Oh, and listening, of course. That's right. I forgot that people...
Our vast crowd that's out there in the chat room. And
well, you know what? Honestly, this, I sometimes forget that people are actually listening and some of you watching. Because it's just, for me, like my weekly gathering with my friends and talking about stuff that has happened during the past week. And so that's really what the show is all about, really.
Exactly.
And it's how many times can I say really?
Really, really.
Really a lot. How are you doing, Father?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. It's not too bad of a week, which is a good thing. We've got confirmation coming up, so I kind of need some time to get ready for that.
When is that coming up? This weekend or next week?
Monday.
Oh, very soon.
Because we're such a spread out diocese, pretty much the smaller parishes like ours gets it on a weeknight. So the bishop actually is going to do a loop. So he's going to start in Havre, which is about 90 miles west of here. That's Sunday. Monday, he's here. Tuesday, he's in Glasgow, which is 70 miles east. And then he's in Wolf Point, which is another 45 miles beyond that. So he just kind of goes down the road next to next. Huh. And so I'm going to have some company here for a couple of nights as he's going to stay here.
You're going to be the base of operations.
For a couple of nights, yep. Yeah, place where he can kind of crash so he doesn't have to drive as far.
So when that happens, first of all, I've never asked you this. Are you just by yourself in the rectory?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, I'm the only one here.
So do you cook for yourself or do people cook for you? Or
in theory, I cook for myself. Admittedly,
do you heat up stuff?
Yeah, I'm good at open box cooking. yeah, I wish I wasn't, but I do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But no, I do pretty much get my own food. Mm-hmm. Is the way you could put it. I do some cooking, but I don't do as much as I should. I know how to cook. I just don't do it. I'm lazy.
So, and that's exactly the way it would be if I were by myself. Either that or because of where I live, I can run out in any direction and get
exactly
all kinds of different, you know, restaurant food or fast food or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. And we got a few fast food joints. Actually, we've got a little kind of old style drive-in up just south of here. And, I like running down there once in a while. They've got pretty good fish burgers and things like that. So,
when you run in these places, because it's a relatively small town, right? Mm-hmm. So, when you walk into is like cheers when they like they say Norm, they go
not
Corey.
Quite. Not quite. It's not quite that bad. It depends on how open people are to even recognizing. Oh, hey, I know this person.
It's always, like
everywhere else.
I've always thought that would be fun, you know, to live in a small enough town that everybody knows you, and then you walk into a place, Jeff.
Oh, but,
I guess it has its downsides too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody knows you, which means they know you. They know all your quirks too.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So when the bishop comes in. So do you bring in somebody to kind of cook for you both, or do you try to cook for him, or are both of you going through the drive-through?
Usually it's going to be interesting. I actually asked him what he would like to have around for while he's here, because he's going to be here for two nights. Usually he's only here for just the night of the event or the night before the event. So, and usually what we'll do is we'll go out to eat. You know, we'll go to a decent restaurant, get a good steak dinner or something like that. You know, just kind of treat him a little bit to a decent meal. But yeah, we usually don't have too much of that in the way of having someone come and cook or things like that. It helps like with the confirmation, they are going to have like a potluck supper afterwards. So we'll have food there. We'll have good home cooked food there.
Mm-hmm.
Get someone else to cook there.
Now, is your bishop an older gentleman or is he a young guy?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Well, yeah.
He's in his 60s, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, that would say that's probably a kind of a typical age for
Yeah, he's kind of about the middle median age for bishops, I would say.
Because I know there are young bishops out there, you know, in their mm-hmm. in their 40s, right?
So yeah, well, he's already been a bishop for 17 years, I think, because he was a bishop in Alaska for 10 years before he came here. He was fairly young when he came here, so.
Interesting. So you said it was a good week. What anything else interesting in your week that made it so great?
Oh, not really. Not really. It was just kind of a quieter week. We didn't have a lot going on, which is always a good thing. Yeah. It's always a good thing when you're not running everywhere, you know?
Right, right. Okay. Well, I had a good week, too. Went out and flew. I was home Monday and Tuesday, so I got a lot of work done for SQPN and our upcoming event in June, or I made some headway anyway.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, and we'll talk about that on one of our commercial breaks. But and then went out on a trip on Wednesday through Friday yesterday, and had a chance to meet up with some of my listeners in two different spots, one in Canton, Ohio, and one in a meetup in Canton and a meetup in Philadelphia yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Or day before yesterday. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's always nice to meet people in person, which is another reason that you watching and listening should consider exactly. Very, very strongly consider coming and heading to Atlanta in June and meeting up with people. You know, it's one thing to listen to us on the radio, or we're not on the radio, you know, on a podcast or mm-hmm. watch us on a YouTube video. But when you actually get to meet in person, it really adds obviously it adds more depth because we're in three dimensions and not two. But like Father, for instance, you were kind of following and watching some of our mm-hmm. SQPN produced shows, and you ended up going to the last CNMC in Boston.
And exactly.
So what can you reflect on that?
It was quite the experience. Of course, you know, I'd gotten to know people like Billy Newton, and I kind of followed you a little bit. And
quit following me.
Yeah, exactly. Chasing you around, you know, stalking.
Stop it. Now, what was the thing that the first thing almost everybody when they met Billy for the first time is, wow, you're so tall.
Yeah, exactly. Admittedly, for me, it's not quite the reaction.
No, because you're already a tall man.
Yeah, I'm fairly close in height to him, but it was a great experience, though. It really was, of course. You know, and nice thing, it's usually a smaller group too. So it's not quite as formal as something like the Atlanta conference that's going to be going before it, the Eucharistic conference that's the day before this year. It's not quite as big a group as that. So you can actually get to talk to people one-on-one and get to know them. There's not quite the barrier of getting to visit with people, you know, meeting someone like Father Roderick, who I'd only known from watching, again, you know, kind of lurking around through SQPN and, you know, watching what he was putting out there, and then getting to actually meet him and visit with him one-on-one, not just he's some, you know, the big speaker that's up there on the stage and you might get to shake his hand as he comes by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of, I remember meeting Father Roderick for the first time, and after listening to many of his shows, I guess back then it was the Daily Breakfast. Was that the first one that he called, and then he called it
that's what kind of merged into his first
Catholic Insider, I guess that's what I was listening to first, and then I was there when it made that transition to a daily show called mm-hmm. The Daily Breakfast, and but anyway, and then, you know, I sent in some audio feedback. I forgot what episode it was, but I was flying somewhere over the southeastern United States at 30-something thousand feet, and I used I probably still have it in the desk drawer right underneath where I am right now. It's a little cheap Sony, one of those things you get at the office supply places, you know, and it has its own recording
dictation recorders.
Yeah, exactly. And so I took that and I said, hi, this is, you know, I thought, well, I don't want to really use my real name. So I did. That's when I came up with this Captain Jeff. So that's how the whole persona of Captain that's Jeff started. Funny. And then I got a chance to, you know, meet him in person at the Eucharistic Congress back in 2006, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he came out and met up with Greg and Jennifer. And then, you know, the old infamous, according to Maria Johnson, which is not true as far as I remember, well, I'm the captain, you know, or whatever. So
that's funny.
Got to meet all those people. Anyway, it's great. That's what I'm trying to say. It's really, really nice to meet people in person.
It really is. You know, I had to laugh, though. I happened to see you do your swarm check-in at the Twin Cities Airport. And I've gone through that airport more times than I care to count. Because, of course, if you're flying from here, your choices are Salt Lake, Denver, or the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking you probably had a lot better experience than I usually do. My experience usually is grab your luggage, run like Hades to get to your next gate, because you're starting at this end and you have to go to that end. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, you know, that is a very sprawling airport.
There's
nothing close to anything.
And, oh, by the way, they're already boarding when you're not even off your airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
Your next flight.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, it never fails that I'd get in that airport and I'd end up like at, you know, one far end and have to get to the other far end. And there's no quick way between them.
There is not. And no, I mean, I have the same experience, you know, because usually, you know, your connecting time is like less than an hour, usually 45 minutes mm-hmm. or 40 something minutes. And yeah, going from, you know, one end of the airport to the other, you know, you really have to hoof it.
But you've got the advantage, though, of if you get there late, the plane ain't moving. If I get there late, the plane may be moving already.
That is true. So I can kind of relax a little bit. It's not quite so stressful for me.
Yeah.
Unless I happen to be deadheading. And then, you know, they're not going to hold. They're not going to hold it unless they need me somewhere else, you know, to fly another flight. Then they'll hold it. Yeah. But if it's just this is your last leg, deadhead home. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't make it.
You're just going to have to stay over.
Yeah. Or take the next one. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I had a good time this week. Tiring, just to put out my latest episode. I had a good time again with the Miami Rick, not to spoil it, but the second half of the show, he joins me because it was a two-day show.
Oh, excellent.
So anywho, that's enough about that. I'm thinking maybe instead of doing that first break, we'll just do a bottom of the hour break. So let me turn the volume down so it doesn't interrupt us. So we were talking about this celebrity priest named Father Roderick. And I'm sure most of you watching, listening have already heard about this. But, well, first of all, there's a big thing happening. Is it this Christmas, Father Corey?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's coming out at Christmas.
What is it that's coming out?
There's some movie that's by some director. It's got, you know, people, there's been prequels to it. It's Star Wars, The Force Returns.
Wow. So if anybody knows Father Roderick and his history, his past, and how involved he was, really, really involved early on in the whole Star Wars thing. He was like in charge of the Star Wars fan site. And it's a whole long story. If you want to read about it, he talks about it extensively in his Geek Priest book. And so it's definitely a fantastic story. But anyway, needless to say, Father is a huge Star Wars nerd.
Oh, geek, big time.
You know, just in a good way, nerd. And so this is an exciting thing, this new episode. And what is it? Is it a it's not a prequel. It's a
This is episode 7. So this is after Return of the Jedi. You know, I think they're going to place it. I thought I'd heard something like 30 years or something like that after Return of the Jedi, or because of course all the actors are 30 years older than they were when Return of the Jedi came out. So
Father had this brilliant idea, and it really was
it was fantastic,
brilliant. Because he knew that he was probably going to be quite excited to see this new Star Wars trailer that was just released. And so he set it up so that he could, you know, you could see his his excitement, his facial expressions, and his what he was saying about it as he watched the Star Wars trailer for the first time. So let me share my screen and pick the right window and hit this button here. This is fascinating, isn't it? And then over here, I'm going to go full screen and hit the play button. And let's listen. And if you happen to be watching the video, let's watch Father Roderick's facial expressions when he sees Star Wars 7 trailer for the first time.
Hi, I'm Father Roderick, and I am about to see the new trailer for Star Wars 7. I can't wait. Let me put my headphones on. And here we go. I'm so excited. Ooh. New music. Oh, Tatooine. Oh, wow. An X-Wing fighter. And holy cow! Oh my gosh.
The Force is strong in my family.
The Force is strong in my family. Darth Vader's mask. Ho ho.
Your father has it.
What? Who's talking?
I have it.
That's Luke Skywalker. It must be.
My sister has it.
Oh.
You have that power too.
Who's he talking to? This Christmas? Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, my gosh! What? Holy cow! Chewbacca! Han Solo! Oh my god! Oh my god! That is fantastic! Oh my gosh. That was amazing! I gotta see it again.
So that, my friends, was, you know, I was telling Father Corey that when I watched the Star Wars trailer, I got goosebumps. But when I watched Father Roderick watching the trailer, I really got a lot of goosebumps.
I had to mute my microphone here because, of course, Google Hangouts will do the flip.
Yeah,
where it flips back and forth, and I wanted to make sure it didn't flip because I was just laughing too hard.
Yeah, I saw that happening, I white boxed them. It used to be blue box, but now it's a different border. But so hopefully everybody in the chat saw the right
that was,
video.
That was so good, and you know, my first reflection was, if you want to see what our facial expressions will be when we first enter into eternal life, I think Father Roderick just showed it there.
Yeah.
I think he just showed what we're going to all look like when we first walk into eternal life. Just that open mouth. Wow.
Especially at the very end when it, you know, Chewbacca.
Chewbacca! Han Solo! And he starts clapping like a little, you know, little kid. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you need to go over and watch it again and again and again. And now, interestingly, you know, when you go to Father Roderick's YouTube page, his channel, and you look at some of the videos that he has done, you know, they'll pretty decent numbers of people watching him, you know, record his shows and that kind of thing, in the hundreds. And let's see, the last time we looked, let me go back to that page. How many times has this been viewed already? Over 100,000 times.
103. I think I saw like 103. Right now I'm seeing 103,127.
Wow.
103,127 right now.
Yeah. So just do a search for Roderick Van Hogen on YouTube. I'm sure we'll have a link to this in the show notes. We probably already, it's probably already there.
And the reason why it got so many hits is it got put on the BuzzFeed site.
Exactly.
It is huge. I mean, that's like, it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of hits a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it got on there and it just took off.
Yep.
It's just absolutely amazing. I was, before the show, I was going through the comments, and, you know, of course YouTube is terrible for comments because there are trolls there. There are lots of trolls under that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, you know, there's one here that really kind of struck me that was here from yesterday. It says, "Father, I am an atheist, but I wish the true soul you show in your eyes be replicated a million times in all church people." That says a lot, you know, and that should be like that, right? I mean,
we're called
to have that joy. I mean, doesn't mean we're always going to have the excitement and the energy that Father Roderick showed, but it was, it really is true. We should be having that kind of energy and joy about our faith.
Right.
No, and I think that was one good thing about Father Roderick posting this, even if it made him look like a little 5-year-old kid entering a candy shop, you know.
Well, this right there, that was an example of what really the SQ StarQuest Production Network is all about. It's the way we take part in the new evangelization. And how do we do that? We don't just preach to the choir. We don't talk to each other. Of course, we're doing that right now. I mean, honestly, most of the people watching this show are people that are very involved and supportive in our community, but not a lot of outside, you know, people watching this. This is what we would call a community show at SQPN. But most of the other shows that we do are the, you know, the base level programming that's all pop culture and talking about what's going on in everybody's lives. And this kind of video is huge, I think, because it shows, and I would imagine most of the people watching that particular video, you know, most are probably not Christian or have any faith at all in their lives. And they see this jubilant and joyful priest watching and watching him get excited about this Star Wars, which is pop culture. And that's just a huge thing. That's what we need to do. That's what we try to do at SQPN.
Exactly. You know, and it's a challenge, but, you know, we do have shows like, for those who might be listening who don't know, we've got shows like Secrets of Doctor Who, which I'm on with Father Roderick. We've got, you know, he's got his Geek Week, he calls it now. He started out with Geek Priest. Now it's Geek Week.
Oh, that's right. I called it by the wrong name. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was only a couple months ago we made the change. Yeah. So if the old name is still in, you know, Pixel Play is another one. It's his video game show. You know, just trying to show, you know what? Yes, we as Catholics, we should have our faith, and we should have be serious about our faith, enjoy our faith, love our faith, but be serious about it. But you know what? We can have our hobbies. We can have our geek out moments, you know, like Father Roderick shows there.
Exactly. I forgot what I was going to say there, but it was going to be profound.
Yeah.
In fact, I think most people that would have heard what I was about to say probably would have had like little tears.
Oh, yes. I'm already tearing up just thinking of how profound it was.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't hear it. No.
Yeah. It was, you should have, because it was in my head. I can't think of what I was going to say.
You know, sometimes I'm convinced that's our guardian angel saying, you really don't need to say Don't say that.
A lot of people listening right now and who know me think, well, that darn guardian angel of Jeff's doesn't, you know, intervene enough.
Yeah.
Steve would say that.
I know the feeling well.
Steve is my gatekeeper.
there's plenty of times I've said things about 2 seconds later go, wait, did I really just say that?
Yeah. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's our goal. That's our mission at SQPN. It's I know what I was going to say. Back in the 2000 years ago, after, you know, Jesus Christ was here living on earth with us and was taken away and crucified and then resurrected. And then after that, the whole, you know, once the dust started settling and the early Christian community started, the thing that was attractive to everybody else is they'd say, look at these people who call themselves Christians. And I guess that was kind of a derogatory term when it was first used.
Sure.
And look at how joyful they are. They're being persecuted. They're being attacked. They're living in communal living, and they're giving up everything they have. They don't seem to really care about riches and having things. And people are giving them a bad time, but they still seem to be really, really happy. What is it about that? What is it? Why do they have so much joy in so much suffering? And that's how the whole church started growing from those early days. And so that's what we're trying to still do here 2,000 years later, when a lot of people could argue that, you know what, the number of Christians in the world and the number of people of faith in general continues to drop and drop and drop. And people like this atheist are out there wondering what exactly is going on with these people who go to church every Sunday. And
exactly.
So anyway, I'm very excited about the fact that that was going viral. And we were hoping to have Father Roderick on this morning, but I guess he's out enjoying the beautiful day in the Netherlands.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
He needs a break. Speaking of a break, wow, I just kind of stumbled into that. We have the music coming up in the background. This is the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note Jazz Band, one of my favorite jazz bands of all time. And they're playing the song Sleaze Factor. And you can find out more about the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note by just doing a search for them. Anyway, so while they play in the background, let's talk about something that is very important. We talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show, and that is the Catholic New Media Conference, the Catholic New Media Celebration. It's our Jubilee celebration in Atlanta. 10 years ago, roughly, we began, or not we, I say we, I wasn't there in 2005, but Father Roderick was, and Greg and Jennifer Willits was, and many of you listening right now were and are still involved in the SQPN community. And so this year we are having our conference, our celebration in Atlanta, and we're going just as we did when we started the first Catholic New Media celebration back in 2008. So it wasn't something we did right away. It was a couple of years after the network was started. And we piggybacked on the Archdiocese of Atlanta's Eucharistic Congress, which is huge, by the way. I mean, 20,000, 25,000, I think as many as 30,000 have attended this annual revival, you might say, a Catholic revival in a lot of ways, held down near the airport at the Georgia International Convention Center. And it's really a great thing to come to Atlanta for, even if you're not part of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. A lot of very vibrant, very exciting, very famous speakers that speak at the Eucharistic Congress. So we invite you to come to Atlanta, enjoy the Eucharistic Congress, and then, hey, hang around for the next day when we have the CNMC. And that's what we have been heavily involved with since 2008. And we've been all over the place. We've been in Atlanta, that first one, and then San Antonio, and then we went to Boston, and then we went to Kansas City, then Texas, the Dallas area, back to Boston, and now back to Atlanta. So if you're wondering, why should I go to the Catholic New Media Conference? It's not free. Our first one was, but this one is not. And because it's not free for us to put on. And so you're thinking, well, why would we want to go? Well, number one, it's a place for people like you who want to get involved in this new media, this new evangelization, and have some great ideas, but don't know exactly how to take that first step. And if you're looking to do a podcast, hey, I'll be speaking about how to get started in podcasting. We have Lisa Hendy is going to talk about getting a network, what would you call the workshop that Lisa is going
to
be doing?
How to develop a team of people working on social media, because that's what she does with CatholicBomb.com. She's got people from all over the country, all over the world, really. I think she's very much an international group that are doing, some are doing focusing more on Twitter and things like that. Some focus on certain blog issues, other focus, you know, there's different focuses for different people and how to build that into a team, something mm-hmm. that very much parishes and Catholic organizations need to be doing.
Yep. And it's not that difficult to do. It's just if you just got to have the direction. You got to have somebody, an expert like Lisa Hendy, Catholic Mom, CatholicMom.com, to kind of tell you how she did it and how you can do it as well. Now, if you're interested in blogging, Maria Johnson, Bago Johnson, Another Cup of Coffee. She's a blogger. Many of you listening right now are bloggers. But there are a lot of people out there that think that, you know what, I would like to get involved in this kind of new media blogging. And it's really, really easy to get into. Mm-hmm. And she's going to show you how. She's going to tell you how. She's going to give great examples of people who are out there making a difference by writing and doing their web log or blog. And then what was the other workshop, nuts and bolts kind of thing we're going to have is social media, right?
Yep. Pat Padley talking more about marketing for parishes or okay. kind of marketing, you know, that kind of aspect.
Right. Because you can really, really leverage social media to help your local parish market itself out there. So, Pat Padley, he's an expert. That's what he does for a living. And he'll be holding a seminar on that. And also, of course, it is a celebration. We're going to have a panel of folks who have been involved in new media for quite some time. And it's just going to be a great time. It's a great place to show up and meet people one-on-one. And of course, the night before, we're going to have a party, a Jubilee dinner party. And I think that you shouldn't pass that up either. So if you want to learn more information about that, head over to sqpn.com. And there's one of our menu items there, a CNMC 2015. And then you can learn more information about the conference. And don't forget, we do have a conference rate for the hotel at which most of us will be staying, which is the Marriott Airport Gateway Hotel, which is right next door to the convention center, and also the Spring Hill Suites, which is right next door to the convention center as well. We have convention rates for both of those hotels for that Saturday night, and it's even better than the one that Archdiocese of Atlanta got, so don't tell. And so information about hotels. Hey, if you're from out of town, which most of you are who are listening, fly into Atlanta, get that good, you know, cheap rate if you can. And you don't have to worry about how to get over to one of those two hotels I just mentioned or the convention center itself, because there is a transportation system that the Atlanta airport has installed in the last few years that goes out to the new car rental center. But on the way to the car rental center, which is off the airport property, is a stop, and it stops right there at the Atlanta Gateway Marriott Hotel and the convention center. So it's very convenient. If you happen to fly into the Atlanta airport, you don't have to worry about anybody picking you up or taking you back to the airport. It's all very convenient. So again, if you want to learn more about the CNMC, head over to sqpn.com or cnmc.sqpn.com. I think we'll also get you to where you want to go to learn more about it. All right.
Excellent.
And you'll be hearing more and more about this as we get closer. I'm going to go over here, and I think I set up a little countdown clock. 49 days, 20 hours, 10 minutes, and 20 seconds till the CNMC. Okay. All righty. And I should mention also that if you do sign up, you will have access to the virtual ticket, not only for this year's celebration, but for all the past CNMCs as well. So it's
lots of good information there.
A treasure trove of new media information. So anyway, that's enough of that. So let us move on. And you know what? A sad thing happened. Was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
A cardinal, is it Francis George?
Yeah. Yep.
Passed away. And you wanted to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Cardinal, for those who don't know, Cardinal Francis George was the Archbishop of Chicago for something like 17 years. He was there for a long time. He's kind of well known within church circles because of his position as a large as the Archbishop of a large archdiocese, but also because he was the president of the USCCB. I know him a little more personally, not much, but a little more personally because I studied at Mundelein Seminary, which is northern suburbs of Chicago. It's the Archdiocese of Chicago Seminary. And Cardinal Francis George was my ordaining bishop for the diaconate. So I got to meet and visit with him a little bit around that. Very much a bishop I had a lot of respect for. We had kind of a special privilege because he made it a priority to come and spend time with seminarians there at the seminary. So he would come up at least once a quarter and do a conference with the seminarians, it was informal in the sense that he was open to taking questions. Conversing with the seminarians, he would talk about issues going on in the diocese, in the archdiocese, issues that he was facing as a bishop, as a priest. It was very interesting. We had much more access to him. I mean, it was not uncommon to see him go to lunch in the cafeteria and see him just kind of strolling through as he's going to visit some of his seminarians for a private lunch or a meeting or what have you. It was kind of funny when I was a deacon after he had ordained me. I was assigned to this parish that the diocese had just established for the far northwestern corner of the archdiocese. I mean, still very much farmland area, but part of the Archdiocese of Chicago, which I had requested a parish like that. Going to be a rural priest, I wanted a rural parish. Inner city Chicago wouldn't have done me too well for experience, you know. Kind of a different experience I'll never have here.
Yeah.
So I got this parish, which was a perfect fit. It really was a wonderful parish. And because the parish had just been established, everybody was excited because the archbishop, the cardinal, is coming to our parish. They'd never seen the cardinal in person. And it's just like, oh, yeah, I get to see him every month usually.
That is cool.
But it was, one thing that he got that many of his predecessors didn't is he actually got to retire. Mm-hmm. Before him, every Archbishop of Chicago had died in office.
Hmm.
He got to retire. And so he was pretty excited about that. He's the one that he had the quote about that he would die in his bed. His successor would die as a martyr or in jail. His successor would die as a martyr. But then his successor would be the one to rebuild society. That idea of, eventually there is going to be persecution, but after the persecution, the church will be there to rebuild. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thought that, yes, the church is going to be here. We just had the reading about the Sanhedrin persecuting the early Christians, Peter and James and John and all the early Christians. And, that the wise rabbi gets up and says, if this is human, it's going to fail. But if it's from God, we're fighting against God. The church is going to be here. And, it's that beautiful, beautiful message that of perseverance.
Yeah. Great testimony that we're still here, 2,000 years later and going strong, some would say.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's always been my reflection whenever I hear someone says, oh, the church is on the wrong side of history. The Sanhedrin thought that. Where are they at? Yeah. The Romans thought that. Where are they at? Napoleon thought that. Where is he at?
People that make comments
thought that.
Yeah, people that make comments like that, I think, you really should learn more about history.
Exactly. The church has survived for 2,000 years. You ain't going to be the one to kill it off.
Right. And of course, leading our church now in this point in history is Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. And he is coming to America for the first time this September. It's not that far away. And there is a site called flatfrancis.org. Catholic Extension has been supporting the Catholic Church in America for 110 years. We want you to help us show him the face of American Catholicism. And they have a little cutout of on their website page here. Of Pope Francis, I guess.
Yep.
Kind of see, yep. Yeah.
It's supposed to be kind of a stylized Pope Francis.
Yeah. So it says, take a photo with this cutout of Pope Francis. So you print this out, this Pope Francis cutout, and you take a picture of or a photo of yourself with this flat Francis and submit it via Facebook or post it on Twitter/Instagram with the hashtag flat Francis. So this is the first time I've seen this. Lynn had this in the show notes. Said anyone can participate. It says not on social media. No problem. Send your photo to, and then there's an email address. Who's not on social media? Come on. Anyone can participate. We want to see selfies, families, youth groups, campus ministries, church ministries, choirs, service projects, etc. Just share your experience. So
for those watching live, I should be sharing it now so you can see what it looks like.
Let me go to that page because you're covered up with one of my windows. There it is.
Yeah, so that's what it looks like. You can cut that out, and people are showing it everywhere. I keep forgetting to do that. I need to print that out and do that. It's kind of a cute idea.
I didn't know anything about it until just a few minutes ago. I was looking through some of the show notes that Lynn Francisco had prepared for us. You know, without her, where would we be, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Lynn says that she's been taking pictures with him, and Catholic Extension has been reposting her pictures. So I think they've been doing a good job of retweeting and resharing on Facebook and things like that to kind of promote it. It's a cute idea, and going to be the trip to the U.S. is going to be pretty exciting. I know we've got a group here from this diocese going, group of kids, well, not even kids, but a group of families and such going to that, because of course it's for the World Day for Families in Philadelphia is the main reason why he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that Steve Nelson, he said when he heard that they were going to hold that synod here in the United States in Philadelphia, he went ahead and reserved a hotel room, you know, more than a year ago. So
didn't even know where the events were going to be. He's just like, I'm going to have a hotel in the city.
Yeah.
Very wise, because I think all the hotels are sold out. I don't think you can get anything within about 50 miles of the city now, if you're not even close.
So I'm wondering, maybe I can bid for a trip that has a layover in Philadelphia. I wonder wonder where I'll be, though. Probably not anywhere near downtown.
No, probably not.
But that would be exciting to witness Pope Francis coming to.
Well, they think there's going to be easily 1 million people there.
Wow.
Because
maybe I don't want to go there. If you don't like crowds, I wouldn't go if I were you.
No. Of course, I'm going to World Youth Day in Poland, which is going to be even bigger. But
wow.
It's going to be fun, but it's going to be bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, Father Roderick has been to a couple of those and kind of taken us along with him with his sound seeing.
Yep.
And it always sounds like a really, really exciting thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward. I had to laugh. We had a meeting about it the other day or a couple of weeks ago. And the person who's coordinating it for our diocese, she's, and there's all this great shopping and you can go do this and go do that. And I eventually had to say, you're going to be doing this with millions of other people. It may not be quite as easy as you think. And the prices might not be quite as cheap as they are now.
Right. Yeah. Actually, you said it's in Poland.
Yes.
So at least right now, the dollar versus other world currencies is pretty strong.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's a good thing. Well, I got it. Here's another article here, and it's there's quite a bit of bull, I'd say, in it. A bull of indiction.
Oh, there's a lot of bull that flies around. Yes. Oh, that's not the kind of bull you're talking about.
No, that's not the kind of bull I'm talking about. Celebrating the first Vespers for Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Francis formally will deliver the bull of indiction, or I guess maybe he's already done this. Yeah, April 11th. Boy, yep. I'm behind the times, aren't I?
Oh, wonderful.
Proclamation of the Extraordinary Holy Year of Mercy.
Yes, I read the document last weekend. Wonderful document. Wonderful document on mercy. You know, it's not just, I think when it first came out, people thought it was just announcing the Year of Mercy and kind of giving his vision for it. But it's more than that. He really teaches on what mercy is about. It's a wonderful document. It's funny. I was reading it in the confessional. I ended up rewriting my homily and basing it off this document. Cause of course it was, Divine Mercy Sunday last Sunday. And it was just a wonderful document good document to reflect on mercy. And of course, it does announce this Year of Mercy starting, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December 8th of this year. and will run until November 20th, which is the Feast of Christ the King, the end of the liturgical year, the last Sunday of the liturgical year. So it's really going to be interesting. One thing he's doing, I'm going to be interested to see how it works. He's going to be sending out basically confessional missionaries, priests who are delegated by him to go throughout the world to absolve people of sins that can only be absolved by the Pope.
Wow.
I mean, now it's a very short list, but it things like, well, for example, if a priest breaks the seal of the confessional, that can only be absolved by the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what else off the top of my head, but there are a handful of sins that the only way you can't go to another priest, you can't go to a bishop, you have to go to the Pope to receive absolution for. And these confession missionaries will go out. I can't remember the exact term that he calls them. They're going to have the authority by him, the delegation, to do that.
Wow. And how many of them are going to be doing that?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It doesn't say. I'm sure all those details haven't been worked out yet. There's plenty of time for that. But it's going to be interesting to see when it happens. It's kind of a neat
idea. I love the Divine Mercy devotion, the Divine Mercy chaplet. Years ago, I used to lead the chant, the singing of that devotion. And yeah, I still enjoy praying it.
We had a break.
It sounds like I have some music coming up in the background here, my automated system. And that is Alan Marchand and his band, and playing Lou Ellen's Leap. We didn't get the Punxsutawney Phil today because we decided to skip over that break at the beginning. But while they're playing in the background, let us tell you how you can support us, the StarQuest Production Network, all of us here that are part of this community. You can donate money to us. You become a friend of SQPN.com. And you can do that by just looking probably on the website that you're looking at right now. Over on the side there, there's probably a link to how you can donate to the friends, or you become a friend of SQPN. And another easy way to do it is to use one of our Amazon.com links. And by clicking through on one of those links, it takes you to the Amazon store. Nothing has changed. All the same good stuff that they have for sale there. And it won't cost you any more, but a part of that purchase will go to our network. And it's a very painless way to really help support us, because it does add up. Trust me. And finally, if you are looking to start your own blog, your own podcast, or whatever, you can get great web hosting from Bluehost, bluehost.com. Remember, make sure you click our link, our banner first, and that way we'll get some nice money from Bluehost, our partner. So, and I believe, Steve Nelson and Sarah Fabulous, and even Father Roderick, his personal blog, uses Bluehost for their hosting, and they're very satisfied. So thank you so much. And now it has come to that time in the show where we listen to the lovely voice of Pat Goan. The picks of the week. Okay, so I'll go ahead and start, because you know me, listening to this. Yeah, I bet Captain Jeff doesn't have a pick of the week. Well, I have to tell you that you're right. No, I do, actually. And, it's a cop-out. But, you know, I can't help but pick the wonderful viral video of Father Roderick.
Oh, yes.
Watching the Star Wars 7 trailer. And it's just priceless. You got to watch it. So that is my pick of the week. Link in the show notes. And that's it.
Very good one. Well, I've picked another video, but this is a video that just came out. It's something that's been in production for quite a few years, about 7 or 8 years. And it's from our good friends, the Daughters of St. Paul. Of course, we the Daughters of St. Paul are very active in new media. I know there's always a presence from the Daughters at CNMCs. They're, you know, we see them, they pop up all the time and Twitter and Facebook and all this. And, you know, I think everyone at SQPN just loves the Daughters because they're just wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful sisters. They really are. They do a wonderful work in print media and video and audio and everything they do. It's just, they're fantastic. Well, they just released their biography video movie of their founder, Blessed James Alberione. It's called The Media Apostle. And it talks about his life. It talks about how he founded all the religious orders. The Daughters of St. Paul are actually one of 10 congregations and institutes that he founded. He was very, very prolific in founding orders, you could say. And all these are focused on doing the latest media and technology. Now, it's interesting, too, because, of course, he was born in 1884. So at the time, the new media was movies, was readily accessible printing presses. So newspapers and books and things that we kind of consider the old media now. But he really kind of set the foundation that the Daughters of St. Paul are now using for doing their media promotion. So it's, you know, very interesting story. Unfortunately, I haven't had the opportunity to watch the film yet, but I definitely wanted to promote it because, you know, like I said, the Daughters of St. Paul are a wonderful order, and they work with Spirit Juice Studios, who are they've done so many great videos in the past, you know, things that have been promoted online, just very professional productions. And just, it's a 90-minute film kind of about his life, about who he was and where he came from and how he did much to start this apostolate. I had to kind of laugh because there was a quote here I saw where he had gotten kicked out of the seminary for too much media, doing too much with the media, but then he ended up turning around and developing these congregations and these institutes for doing religious or doing the media. So I think it's something very much worth checking out and sharing.
Yeah. When you think about some of the pioneers in new media, and I'm sure they go way, way back, but I think of in more modern times, Father Colby mm-hmm. was heavily involved in what at the time was new media, using it, leveraging it to evangelize to people. And the one that you just mentioned there, Father Alberione, how do you pronounce his name?
Alberione, I think.
Alberione, okay. And what was I going to say? There was going to be something else profound. Another profound thing that just left my head.
Well, you know, you think of somebody like hopefully someday Saint Fulton Sheen.
I was just going to, that was it. That was what I was going to say. I was thinking about him in television. And, you know, doing some reading and research on him and his show, I guess it was in the 50s.
Yep.
It was like one of the biggest shows on TV back then. Mm-hmm.
And here it was prime time, and it got some of the biggest ratings of anything that was available at that time.
Yeah, talking about hitting it out of the park with new media,
exactly
back then, and you know, that was cool. Yeah, hopefully he'll be Saint Fulton Sheen. Speaking of saints and new media, well, maybe, you know, we're all working trying to become saints.
Exactly.
Father Corey has, let's listen here, if we can.
You know, one of the great marks of our Lord's ministry was his mercy.
Yeah, name sounds familiar.
Yeah, Divine Mercy Sunday, year B, John 20, 19 through 31, part of the Easter series. That is one of the things you can find on Laudet Dominum.
Yep, Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, and that is Father Corey's, go ahead.
Comes from Psalm 150. It's the last line of the last verse. In Latin, it's Omni quod spirat laudet Dominum. Let all things, all that has breath, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, absolutely. And that is the name of his blog, Laudet Dominum. Yep. Laudet, I guess. I'm not saying it exactly right. And you can find that by heading over to Father Corey, frcorey.org.
Yep, Exactly. And you can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, all that other fun stuff at Fr. Corey Sticha, last name spelled Sticha.
Excellent. And I am the Catholic pilot, also airline pilot guy. It's all the same. So if you're subscribed to my show via Catholic Pilot, I always put my airline pilot guy shows there as well. And let's see. So it's airlinepilotguy.com. That's the best place to go for that. I'm on Twitter and Facebook as well. Don't do a lot there, but occasionally I'll hang out there. And again, airline pilot guy, all one word. And let's see. Well, what is coming up this week that we want to emphasize? Anything in the church calendar? I'm looking over here, pulling it off the wall. My wonderful Catholic Extension, I think it's Catholic Extension that does this. Yeah. Calendar. And today is the 18th. So this week, looks like we have, of course, this weekend is the third Sunday of Easter. And on Tuesday, St. Anselm, and the 23rd, Thursday, St. George and St. Adalbert, probably mispronouncing his name. And on Friday, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this one, St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen. So, you know, kind of a quiet week.
Technology. Sometimes it's fun.
Yeah. Sometimes not. Sometimes not. St. Mark, the Feast of St. Mark next Saturday. Hopefully we'll remember to mention it next week. And so we're hoping everybody has a... Whoops. I hit a button. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
The music started going again here. I need to advance it along here. So I hope everybody has a great Catholic weekend and a great week. And we hope to see you back here again for another show. And hopefully we'll have more folks joining us next week. And anything else you want to say before we sign off, Father Corey?
No, I hope everyone has a very blessed week and enjoy your Easter season.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and stop a little bit early before the music stops. We'll let them play it out toward the end here. My timing is really off this morning. Sorry. Probably because I bumped the little cursor on my sound playing application. But anyway, oh, here, I can tell now. It's almost over. So take care and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.